The Sechta Saita, Daf Tesvel, the last word on the last line of Daf Yudal and Abayz, and the Gemara has been going through the Braisa that started three lines from the top of Daf Yudal and Abayz, where we started talking about the standard Seda of all Menachos. And the Braisa stated that after the Kohen goes and takes the Kmitza and puts it in a new Klisharis, and then puts the Levina on top of the Kmitza, Umaleu Makteo, the Klisharis, then he brings it up and he's Makte in the Klisharis. And we will first learn our Gemara like our Gersa of our Gemara, and then we will learn the Gemara based on the Gersa of Rashi. So the Gemara continues on Daf Tesvav Ibn Aleph and states, is it true that when Yukayim brings it up onto the Mizbech, he's actually makta the Kmitza and the Levina in the Klisharis itself, and he put the Klisharis in the fire itself, or potentially he puts the fire in the Klisharis? But of course that's not true, as we know that the Kohen takes the entire Kmitza and the Levina and he pours it into the fire, and the Klisharis doesn't get any fire that's placed into the Klisharis, and you definitely don't take the Klisharis and put it into the fire. And therefore, the Gemara answers, Ela'ima Maleo B'Klisharis Lachtirai. What the Braisa meant to say is that the Kohen brings up the Klisharis that has the Kmitza, the Levina in it, and he brings it up onto Mizbech in order to be Makterit. But in a Chanami, once he gets to the top of Mizbech, he'll take the Kmitza and the Levina out of the Klisharis, and he'll be Makter them by themselves without the Klisharis. And Rashi says that this is not the proper gear. So, as L'Chari, it's Poshut, that of course we wouldn't be Makter the actual Klisharis, and definitely it means that you have to take the Kmitza out of the Klisharis in order to be Makter out of Mizbech. And that wouldn't be a kash of the Gemara. However, the Gemara's question is, do you think at this point when he walks up on the Mizbech, he just goes and takes the Kmitza and the Levina and he's makter it at that moment? But the Maisa, the Braisa states afterwards, do you have to put salt on it? And only after you already put salt on the Kmitza and on the Levina can you go and be makter it on the Mizbech? And therefore the Gemara answers, in the Chanami, at this point, the Kohen just brings it up to the Mizbech, and after that, he puts salt on it, and finally he'll be makter it, but he'll only bring it up originally in order to eventually be makter it. And the Braisa continued and stated, Umocha, you salt it, v'neisna gabi ishim, and then afterwards you put it on top of the fire. The Chassid, as it says in the Pasuk, in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, in Vayikra, v'chol karban minchoscha b'melech timlach, v'loisash bis melech bris alekecha, me'al minchosecha, akol karbancha takir melech. And the Braisa continued, karav ha-kaybitz, once the Kohen brings the Kmitza and puts it on his bech and burns up the Kmitza, shirayin nechon, at that point the Kohen has a right to eat the shirayin, and he can eat the rest of the mincha. And this is similar to Zrika, as we know that Hakravas HaKoymetz is similar to Zrika's Hadam Al Mizbech, which is matter the rest of the carbon to be eaten. And the Gemara asks, we know, and how do we know that after the Kohen is makar of the Koymetz, then he can eat the Shirayim? The Chassid, as the Pasuk states in Perek Beis, Pasuk Beis in Vayikra, after the Kohen does the Kmitza, Vehikta HaKoyin has Askarasa Mizbecha, Ishe Reich Nichoich Hashem, and the next Pasuk states, Vaneseres Ben HaMincha, anything which is remnant of the Mincha, after the Kmitza, La'aron Levonav Kodesh Kadoshim, Ishe Hashem, will be Ta'aron Levonav, and it will have a din that's Kodesh Kedoshim, and therefore any Kohen could eat it in the Azara. Now the Braisa stated that he could start eating the Shirayim after the Hakravas HaKoymetz, and the Gemara says, Karav HaKoymetz L'makad Islay U'lamakad Islay, that Hakravas HaKoymetz is dependent on which manda we hold. Like the Idma, as we learned in the Braisa, HaKoymetz Me'imusay Mati Shirayim Bachila, when you have the Kmitza that goes in the Mizbech and is burnt on the Mizbech, from what point will the Shirayim be Mutu Bachila? Rav Chanina Amma Mishtish Bo'erar, Rav Chanina says, as long as the fire took hold of the Kmitza, even a little bit, and even a mashu, that would be enough that at this point the Bnei Aaron could eat the Shirayim. However, Rabbi Yechon Amar, Mishatitza Tzar Berubai, that the only time that the Bnei Aaron could start eating from the Shirayim is only once the Ar grabbed on to rave of the Kmitza, but until that point, they would be also to eat the Shirayim. And the Gemara continues to quote from the Braisa, Ushayna Kainan Litul Teicha Yayin Vishem Advash, that at that point the Kainan could place in the Shirayim wine, oil, or honey, and it would be mutter to add in any ingredients in order to make it taste better. And the Gemara asks, my timer, why is the Kainan allowed to add yayin and shemen and dvash into the shirayim? The Gemara answers that since the Torah says, "But the gate matnas kuna by yidaba shemal aron vanihin and satul lachas b'shmeres shumoisai lachol kachav b'yisrael lachon and satul l'mashcha uluvenechal lachakolam," and we understand that the word l'mashcha is telling us that a kohen should eat anything that he's allowed to eat as one of the matnas kuna in a way that a melech who has anointment will eat it, and therefore we learn out l'gdula kederach shemalachem eichlin that he has a right to eat this in a way that a king would eat it, and a king would eat the shirayim with wine, oil, and honey. And therefore, he has a right to do so as well. And the Brisker Rav is bothered that L'chair, why would the Gemara have Hamina that you shouldn't be able to put wine, oil, and honey as ingredients into the Shirayim? And the Sefer Mincha Chareva brings down that since we know that the Torah says, Kichol Zor V'chol Dvash Loisaktiru Menu Ishil Hashem, since we know that Chometz as well as honey can't go on the Mizbeach together with the Mincha, and one may think that just like we know that the Kohen can't make the Shirayim Chometz, so maybe he would also not be able to put honey into the Shirayim as well. And therefore, the Gemara brings us a Pasuk, L'mashcha, the only time that the Torah asks anything b'negei Shraim is only b'negei chametz, as the pasuk says beforesh, loisi afa chametz chalkom, which we'll see in a moment. And although ein chenami, you would not be able to put honey together with the kmitza and put it on the mizbeach. However, you're allowed to use honey as one of your ingredients when you're eating the Shraim. And just to point out that in the Gemara Masechtas Chulin Adaf Kuflam and Beis on Beis, the Gemara is mashma that there's choy for the kohen to eat matnas kuna b'derech gedula uchidake hamalachim. However, Taisus in Masechtas Becheres and Adaf Chav Zayin and Al states that only by basa do we have a din of l'mashcha. However, by pas we don't have such a din. And our Gemara it's muchach that there's a din of l'mashcha even b'degei mincha, and therefore l'chayre it's a bit tzarich bia on Taisus in Masechtas Becheres and Adaf Chav Zayin. And the Mefarshim explained that Taisus holds that b'degei basa is actually chiyav to eat it k'derech malachim. However, b'negei lechem, although there's no chiyav, however, it's mutter to do so, and that's why our Brisa states, that although it's not a chiyav, however, it's mutter for them to do so, ayin sham. And finally, the Brisa stated, that the only issa would be for the kohen to make the shrayim chametz, the chsiv, as the pasuk states, l'si ofer chametz chalkam. Now, really, the pasuk states, l'si ofer chametz chalkam, l'sati yisam yishai, kohenish kadoshim hi, kachatz v'cha'osham. However, we take the word chalkam, and we put it back to the beginning of the pasuk, and we read it as if it says, that even on the chiluk that goes to the kohen, which refers to the shrayim, still can't make it into chametz. And as the Gemara explains, and the Gemara continues and quotes from the first Mishnah we had in the second parak, which was on Daf Yudal Amud Alef. The Mishnah taught us three differences between regular menachos and the minchas kenais by a seita. The first one was kol menachos tunu shem v'leim v'ina. However, the minchas seita doesn't. In addition, the minchas seita comes from se'irin, mashen ken all menachos come from chitin. And in addition, even though the minchas oima comes from Sayyim, however, it comes Geras and is sifted 13 times and therefore is very fine. And the barley flour that's brought for the Saita's carbon is not sifted at all and it comes as Kemach. The Gemara begins and is, V'chol HaMenachis Tuna Shem Levina. It was mashma in the Mishnah that all other Menachis require oil and Levina, and the only carbon Mincha that doesn't need Shem and all Levina is the Mincha Saita, the Minchas Kenais. And actually, if you'd actually put oil or Levina together with the Mincha Saita, you'd be over and alive. And the Gemara is, V'ichim Minchas Chayta. We have the mincha of someone that does an avera. The Rachmana Omer, the Torah states, "Loyasum le'shemen, v'loyitin le'le levina." That is an ista to place shemen on it, and there's an ista to place levina on it. And therefore, how can the Mishnah say that kol menacha is tuna shemen levina? Now, which minchas chayte are we referring to? Generally, a chayte brings a carbon chatas, which comes from a behema. However, there are three averas that a person would bring an ilu v'yayid, and depending on their status, they would either bring a behema, they would bring shtei tayrim or shtei b'nei yayina, or if they're dali dalis, they would bring a minchas chayte. And of course, these dinim are spoken about in Pasuk Vayikra and Parakeh, and discusses the carbon oil of Yerid that's brought for someone that becomes Tommy Migdash Vikadashev or Shvuas Edis as well as Shvuas Pitoy. And the Pasuk states, V'loy Sasik Yadu L'shtei Serim L'oy L'shtei B'nei Yayna V'heves Kabana Eshechata Asir Se'efa Seilus L'chatas Lo Yosim L'Hashemen V'lo Yitin L'Alevayna Ki Chatasi. Gemara answers, Hachi Kama, that the real way to understand the Mishnah is the Mishnah was giving us three dinim that are relevant to most Menachais and tells us that most Menachais are two and they are generally brought from wheat flour. They are generally sifted very well. All menachos have at least two out of these three characteristics. And as the Gemara states, all menachos require oil and levina, and generally they come from wheat flour, and they are sifted very well. By the minchas chayte, even though it's true that the characteristic of requiring shem levina is not necessary by minchas chayte, however, you still have two of the other characteristics, as bar menachitin, it comes from wheat flour, and sifted very well. Minchas ha'ima, but again, minchas ha'ima, afa pishay bar menaserim, even though it's one of those kabbalah siba which come from Bali, but to unashem levina, it has the other two characteristics, as it requires oil and levina, ubageris, and sifted very well. And these are all in contrast to the minchas saita and the minchas kenais, as the minchas kenais doesn't need any of the above. Vizu, ainatuna, leishem levina, first of all, doesn't need oil or levina, ubar menaserim, it comes from barley flour, ubar kemach, and it's brought as a carbon mincha in an unsifted manner. And the Gemara continues, Tani will look at the Braisa, Amr Rab Shimon, Rab Shimon, who was Derish, time of the Kra, says as follows, Bidinu Shtei Minchas Chayta Tu Neshem Alevayna, really the Svar should be that a Minchas Chayta should require Shem Alevayna, Shalehei Chayta Nischa, in order that someone that did a Chet should not have Schar and should not gain. As if he didn't do an Avera, we know that he has to bring Shem Alevayna, and therefore when he does an Avera, he should not gain and should not cost him less, and therefore he should have to bring a korban mincha together with shaman levayna. And lemaisa is exeris a custom that tells us lo yosum le shaman v'lo yitin le levayna. Therefore, frekar up shimon uprema in the tuna. And why did the Torah tell us that it doesn't need shaman levayna? And he answers shleih korban imhoda that we want to make sure that his korban is not beautified by having shaman levayna. And Rav Shimon will continue to discuss the nesachim that's brought with some korbanis and what are nesachim. So Rashi brings down soilus le mincha isaron le keves and yayin b'shemen reviyah sahin. The Torah teaches us that when someone brings a neder or a dava, then they have to bring nesachim together with it. And even though it's called nesachim, which is mashbidi, bring wine, and it's niske yayin that's poured into the shisin on the mizbeach. However, lemaisa, it always comes together with the mincha. And even though it comes together with the mincha, this group of the yayin, shemen, and the mincha is still called nesachim. Now, it's been negated pashav nesachim. The Torah says lefali neder oib nedava, and the mashmai says habo neder nedava tay nesachim. Any korban that could come as a neder nedava need nesachim. For example, an oil shlamim, the in chatas v'ashim to nesachim. However, chatas and ashim, which can never be brought as a neder nedava, do not require nesachim. And the Gemara continues and discusses the din on nesachim. Ubedinu shtei chatas chelav, and really by right a chatas chelav, which is a standard chatas, and the standard chatas was always called the chatas chelav because the pasha of korban chatas is brought after the issa of chelav. And we know that anyone that has an issa like chelav, where if you do this b'mezid and you were eaten with hasra, you'd have a chiyuv of karis. Then if you do it b'shagig, you'd have a chiyuv of korban chatas. So that why is it called a chatas chelav, but it's really referring to a standard korban chatas. And Rab Shimon therefore says that the svar will be that tuna nesachim, that you would require nesachim. Now even though the Torah brings down nesachim, but again neder dava, but we would say that shloi hechayt niska, that in order that the person that did avera should not gain, his carbon should not be cheaper than a regular carbon. Therefore, l'chera, even though the Torah stated that it's only l'fali neder b'nedava, but we would extend it in, and we would say that a person who did a chet and has to bring a chatas chelav has to also bring nesachim as well. And Taisus and Diba Maskel Tuna Nesachim at the top of the number points out that even though the Torah says that the din of nesachim is only by a neder b'nedava, we would say that means that it's not by b'chor ma'isa. However, it would be by all other oilus and shlamim, as well as by carbon chatas and by an osham. And Rav Shimon continues to pray ma in a tuna. And why is it that it doesn't need nesachim? Shalei kabanim huda, because we don't want someone that did a chet to have a carbon that is beautified by having nesachim. And Rav Shimon continues, avachatas shomet zera v'ashamay tuna nesachim v'she'in bon achet. However, but again, a chatas and osham of a mitzera, since it's not coming for an actual chet, therefore there is a requirement to bring nesachim, just like by a neder nedava. Gemara continues and asks Rav Shimon, ini, how can you say that the chatas and the osham of a mitzera is not bal achet? But the Amr of Shmuel ben Achmeini, Amr Rabbi Yenison, Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini said in the Amr Rabbi Yenison, in Mesechtes Erchon on Daf Tazayim Dalef, Al Shivat Varim, the Goyim Boyin, that the reason why a Mitzrayer receives this Einish is based on him doing seven different types of Averis. And the list includes Lashon Hara, Shvichas Dam, Shvua Shav, Gila Rayas, Gasser Ruach, Gezel, and Saras Ayin. And the Gemara is therefore asking that Lachar Lafi Rav Shimon, how could Rav Shimon state that a Mitzrayer that's bringing the Chattas and Asham would actually bring Nisachim if Lemaisitz Baal Achet? And the Gemara answers, Hasam Minigoy Hu Dechapele, that really the Nega and the Tsuras is Mechapa on the person, and the person doesn't really need any further atonement. And as Rashi says, by having Yisurin Ubaisha Shal Nega, Kippuloy Ali Sechet, however, Chikamaisi carbon, Lestriya Bekachim Udumaisi, in the Chanami, although you chayiv to bring a carbon, that's only in order to complete the entire process as the din of someone that has Tuma Yitzalam Megufai, for example, a Zav Zav Yaledes and a Mitzayra, has a din that the Mechusa Kapurim, and they're still lacking a complete Taira, and in order to go into the Beis Hamikdash, you have to bring another carbon, and until that point, you would be asked to go into the Beis Hamikdash, but it's not a din of Kapara at all, and that's why there is a Chiyuv to have the Sachim. And Taisus Masechta Shvuos on Daf Chesed Ben Aleph asked on the Gemara's question that L'chair, how could the Gemara think that because of the Zayin Dvarim, you consider the Chayte, and that's why you're bringing carbon Chattas and Asham, if L'maisa, but L'maisa Ba'alma carbon Ahana Chaveris, generally if a person speaks Lashon Hara, he doesn't have to bring a carbon Chattas, and therefore you see, it's not based on the Chet that he's bringing the carbon Chattas, and what is the Gemara's Havamina? And Taisus brings from the Rivan the Saka Daitach Tatabayu Maisi, L'chapar L'shruir Bekal, U'mishani L'av Kapar Maisi, El L'shruir Bekal, Ayin Sham, but L'chair, it's still Tzarech Bia, and the Ritva actually says a bit differently, and he says, V'yesh Lema, L'chayva Kosov Karbin, El Achash Shash Bechet, Achin Stareya, that in the Chanami, there is no Chi of Karbin on each individual Chet, and the only time that a person actually receives Tzaras is if he actually goes and says Lashon Hara many times, or he kills someone, or he does other of these seven Averis, and at some point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mitzaref all these Averis together. Only at that point will this person get Tzaras, and at that point, Ein Chanami, the Gemara's Havmin is that he would bring a Karmel Chattas and Osham based on these Averis, and even though certain certainly there was no chiv of chatas or an asham if it only did one of these averis individually, and he only did this aver one time. And the Gemara continues, Elam Ata, if you're telling me that the chatas and asham and serah needs nesachim because it's not really coming for a chet, so l'chayra chatas nazir teitun nesachim by the chatas that nazir brings at the completion of nazir's b'tayra, where he has to bring an oil shlom and a chatas, he should also be required to bring nesachim l'fisha ina ba'al chet, because the nazir never did a chet, and he's only bringing the chatas together with his oil and shlomim because he completed the nazir's process, but it's not based on a chet. And the Gemara answers that even nazir's b'tayra is based on a chet, as savla krabalaz b'kapa, Rav Shimon holds a krabalaz b'kapa da'oma nazir nami choytehu, that the nazir is considered someone that did an avera. And Rashi says, Ashasiya Atman min ayayin, since the chatas is coming on some sort of a chet, therefore there is no chiyuv in the sachim. Taisa points out that L'chayra, the Gemara didn't have to say that Rav Shimon holds a krabalaz b'kapa, because we know that based on the Gemara Masechtas Nedarim, that Rav Shimon himself holds that the nazir is considered a choyte, as Rav Shimon says, Al Mansir is Lein Snadvu, Shal Yikro Choyten, Shalem Bechit Allah Meshechota. And Taisa says, V'yishloima Aga Shitve, Dinaka Bechol Duchte Hachi, Nakinami Hachakai Lishna, that in the Chanami we could have said that Rav Shimon himself holds that the nazir is a choyte. However, we brought from Rav Kappa, because this is the standard of the Gemara, when the Gemara talks about a nazir that's choyte, then we bring down the Shitta Rav Lazar Kappa, as we brought down in Masechtas Nazir in multiple locations, and that's why we say Rav Shimon holds a Rav Lazar Kappa, even though in the Chanami the Gemara really could have said that we know Rav Shimon himself holds that a nazir is choyte. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah on Daf Yudalim and Aleph, where Gamliel Eimer Kashem Shemaseh Ma'aseh Behema Kakabonu Ma'aseh Behema. Gamliel explains that the reason why a woman who's a Seita brings her Minchas Knais from Sa'irim is because she did a Ma'aseh Behema, therefore a carbon will be a Ma'aseh Behema. Before we continue, let's remember that we saw a Brisa that started at the bottom of Daf Chesed and Beis, and the Brisa started Tanya Hay Rabbi Eimer, and we were goyis over there, not Rabbi Eimer, but Hay Rabbi Meir Eimer, which we will see that Rabbi Meir is that Tana based on our Gemara. Of the many things that Rav Meir explained were Mida Kenega Mida Benegeda Seita, he also stated he achilasim madani olam, she served the boil good foods lefika kabbana Michael Behema, therefore a carbon is brought from Michael Behema, to contrast that to the good foods that she fed to the boil. And our Gemara begins Tani will enter Brisa Amal Hera Gamliel Chacham, Gamliel stated to Chachamim Seifrim, referring to those Chachamim, he called them Seifrim who are the Talmid Chachamim that write the Chedushay Torah. Some say he's referring to Rav Meir, who's the Talmud Chacham that made the statement on Daf Tesem and Aleph, and we will see on Daf Chafim and Aleph that Rav Meir states to Rabbi Shmuel, Lavla Ani, that I'm a Seifa. And Gamliel stated, Hanichali Vedashen Kun Chayma, let me state a statement, and I'll dashin the din of our Mishnah like a Chayma. Now the question is, what does the word Chayma mean? So Rashi says it's referring to a button, Balaz, V'hushalzav, and it's referring to a gold button, V'chais by Shnei Tzavari Cholok Lunai, that a person attaches the two sides of his coat or the two sides of his clothing as a beautification. It's as if Rav Gamliel was saying, I will explain our Mishnah as to why the woman brings a minchas sayrim, and it will be as beautiful as this gold button that closes up a piece of clothing. And Taisa brings down Pirush Rapil Magolius, is referring to a pearl, which is similar to the idea of Rashi, and in Acha Baisim is referring to some sort of besamim and perfume that was also placed at the top of a beggar to make a person smell good. And finally, Taisa brings down from Sadia Goyin, Kemina Maisa, that Rab Gamliel is stating, I'm going to bring a reason that works out in the Gaya Saita, that is Mida Kenega Mida, regarding the Maisa that she actually did, and as she did a Maisa Behema, therefore she brings in Minchas Sayrim, which is the father of animals. And Ayin Ben Yada, who asks, why does Gamliel have to say that Hanichuli, let me go and say this Vart, if L'chayr, he has the right to say whatever he wants, he was a great Talmud Chacham, and we generally don't find such a Lashon in the Gemara. And Ayin Sham, how he explains our Sugya, and we continue at Daf Tesfel and Beis, the Shamlera Meir Dekama, Hiach Glasim Madani Eilim Lefik Chabana Maichel Behema, that since Gamliel heard that Rami explained that the reason why a woman who's a Saita, her Minchas Kanais, comes from Bali, is because she fed him very good foods, and therefore her carbon will be like the food of a behemoth, and that is her English as Mida Kenega Mida, or Malay. So Rav Gamliel responded back to Rav Meir, Hatena Chashira, that makes sense by a woman who's very wealthy, but Ania Michael Mema, a woman who's poor and doesn't have such good food and doesn't have such delicacies, how can you explain why she brings her carbon as Michael Mema, Ella Kashem Shemaseh, Mais Mema, and therefore Rav Gamliel says, I'm explaining that's based on her Maisim, and since her Maisa is a Mais Mema, Kakabona Michael Mema, therefore carbon will come from Michael Behema. And the Mepharshim explained that L'chayr Gamliel's question of Meir is not only B'negeya, the din of Sa'irim, but it would also be a valid question B'negeya other dinim that Rameya stated, which are Mida Kenega Mida, which were also based on someone who had money. For example, Rameya stated that he ish kaso, yai meshubach, because mishubachim, lefika kayim mashka, mayam marim, bekeda shacharis, and L'chayr, that's only by Nashir as well. And L'chayr, this should be bothersome to Gamliel as well. How would Rav Gamliel explain to Mida Kenega Mida as to why she drinks her mayam marim, bekeda shacharis, ayin and Mepharshim? And the Mishnah continues, how maybe Kiv Pilul Shecheres, they would bring a flask of earthenware, V'Neitzel Techa Chatzi Lug Mayim in a Kir, and they would place inside it a half a Lug Mayim from the Kir, and that would be the base of the water that they would use for the Mayim Arim. Rabbi Huda argues on Tanakama, and he says that they would put in a Revius Mayim from the Kir, and Rashi points out that both of the Tanakama and the Rabbi Huda, the water comes from the Kir, as the Pasuk says, V'Lokach Koyin Mayim Kedoshim Michli Cheres, and Rashi states, in Kedoshim Elishin Eskacha Bekli. The Mishnah continues that this machlekes between the Tanakam and Rabbi Huda is actually based on another machlekes that we'll have between the Tanakam and Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and Kashem Shemayim B'Ksav Kach Memayim B'Mayim, just like Rabbi Huda argued on the Tanakama, but again, how much of the Ksav of the Megillah that was written for the Saita will be actually erased into the Mayim Amarim, and therefore Rabbi Huda holds you need a smaller amount of water because you don't need as much of the ink to dissolve in this water. And Rashi Maseches Menachos on Daf Peches Amud Aleph explains that the reason why the Tanakama requires a chetzi lug is based on halacha l'mishum Sinai, and the Tosfos Yontif states that the machlekes between Rabbi Huda and Chacham is not what the halacha l'mishum Sinai stated, but both the Tanakama and Rabbi Huda agree that the halacha l'mishum Sinai stated that you need enough water in order that when you erase the Megillah into the water it will dissolve easily, and therefore the Chacham hold that you need a chetzi lug mayim based on the amount of words that they require to be erased from the Megillah, and Rabbi Huda says that all you need is a revius mayim because that's the amount that you need in order to dissolve the amount of the ksav that has to be erased according to Rabbi Huda. In the Sefer Karim Noto, he brings a pshat as to the shear according to Rabbanan, you need a chetzi lug, and he brings first because the Gemara in Daf Da'al Manal said that the amount of time that you need in order to have a proper stira is kedei tuma, which is the shear to swallow 3 eggs, and that is the shear of chetzi lug. And he also brings the lemais to the Gemara says that kashem shamayim baikar yisoy, kachem baikar yisoy, and since when there's a chiv to drink something, the Torah always talks about a revius, therefore, since over here, the bedika will be not only for the saita, but also for a husband, so therefore we require 2 revias, which is a half a lug, 1 revias to be by the car, and 1 revias to be by the car husband. And the Mishnah continues, Nichol Sehechel, the Kohen would walk into the Hechel, potentially with this cup of water, and he would turn to his right, and it was a tile which was an amma by an amma, which had a ring that was attached to it in order to make it easier for the Kohen to lift it up when he had to take dirt for the process of the Saita, and Kishumag Bia, Vinaitel Afim Tachtel, and then he would lift it up and it would take dirt from underneath it, and it would take enough dirt and place it into the water that you'd be able to see the dirt and it wouldn't disintegrate immediately. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, that from the dirt that's in the Kaka of the Mishkan, the Kohen will take and you'd place it into the water. And Rashi says, it doesn't say that he'll place it in the water, therefore it's mashma that's not going to be dissolved into the water and it'll actually be able to be seen in the water. Our Gemara begins that although our guess of our Mishnah was how maybe pilas shelcheres, they would take an earthenware keli and an earthenware flask. However, Tana, we learned to the Brisa pilas shelcheres chadasha divrei Rabbi Shmuel, that Rabbi Shmuel learned that this earthenware flask had to be a new flask. Keep in mind, at least according to Rashi, our Mishnah will argue on this than the Rabbi Shmuel. However, others are guess in the Mishnah how maybe pilas shelcheres chadasha. This is the guess in the Mishnayis as well as the Pirush Mishnayis of the Rambam. And according to this, our Mishnah will be going according to Shita Rabbi Shmuel. And the Gemara now asks, my time of Rabbi Shmuel, why does Rabbi Shmuel need a brand new keli? And the Gemara says, Gama kli kli mi mitzera. He learns the word kli in Xer Shava from the din of mitzera and malalon cheres chadasha. Just like benegated din of mitzera, you need a new earthenware keli. Afkan cheres chadasha, also benegated seita, you have to have a new earthenware keli. And before we continue, the Torah states in Pasha mitzera, v'tziva koyin v'shachar tzipa achas al kli cheres al mayim chayim. And when the koyin is going through the process of being mitayer in mitzera, he would take a new earthenware keli and fill it with mayim chayim, and on top of that, he would have the blood of the carbon drip into it, and then he would use that water and the blood that was mixed together, and he put on the bayin yad and the bayin regal of the mitzera. The Gemara now asks for hasam and olan and b'degay mitzera. How do we know it had to be in new klicheres? If the pasuk only stated v'tziva koyin v'shachares hasipa achas el klicheres al mayim chayim, and the Gemara answered the chsiv as the pasuk stated v'shachares hasipa achas el klicheres al mayim chayim, and therefore we compare the din of the kli to the din of mayim chayim. Ma mayim chayim shalein asam b'malacha, just like mayim chayim has to be water from a spring and no malacha was done at all, and otherwise it would not be called mayim chayim. Af kli shalein asam b'malacha, and therefore we know that the kli no malacha could have been done with it and has to be a brand new kli. Therefore Rabbi Shmuel says that just like benegeya mitzera, the kli has to be a brand new kli. Also benegeya saita, the kli has to be a brand new kli. And the Gemara asks, if you have a gzeira shava between the din of saita and the din of mitzera, so imal alon mayim chayim. If benegeya the din of mitzera, you have to have mayim Mayim Chayim, Afka Mayim Chayim, so Lachar, by the din of the Saita, you should also need Mayim Chayim. And the Gemara answers, Enechanami, Rabbi Shmuel Hachinami, and Lefi Rabbi Echron, when our Mishnah stated that you have Chetzi Lug Mayim Minakir, that Enechanami, that Hif Lug Mayim, will be Mayim Chayim, because Rabbi Shmuel holds that all Mayim that was in the Kir was always Mayim that came from a spring and was Mayim Chayim. That Rabbi Echron, because Rabbi Echron stated, May Kir, the water that's put in the Kir, Rabbi Shmuel Oimim May Mayim Hain, Rabbi Shmuel holds that they were water that came from a spring, and that is called Mayim Chayim. The Chum say they would come from any water, even from Mayim of Mikvah. And the Gemara continues and states that you can't say that according to Rabbi Shmuel, we have a valid Gzeir Shava to learn the Dido Saita from the Dido Mitzrayah, because Ikla Mifrach, we could slug it up based on the following Svara, the Malam Mitzrayah Shekin Torah and Eitz Erez, Ve'ez of Eshus to last, that maybe the reason why Mitzrayah needs a new Keli is because it also requires Eitz Erez, Ve'ez of Eshus to last, and since it has so many requirements, therefore we require a new early way Keli. However, Ben Gaya Saita that doesn't have these requirements, it also may not require that you have to have a new earthenware keli. And Taisus points out that our sugya is going according to the shita of Rab Acha Bar Rava that holds according to Rabbi Shmuel that anytime you have a gzeir shava she'ein mufta kol ikka, where the words that you learn the gzeir shava from are not extra and they're needed for the ikka din that you're speaking about at that time. So then the din is lemeidin meshivin. You could find some way to slug up the gzeir shava and you could break the gzeir shava, and that's why over here the Gemara says that the gzeir shava would not work. And the Gemara therefore states that in Chinami, it's not based on the Gzeir Shava, and we will be Gurus Elam Rava, and therefore Rava says the following, Amakura B'Kli Charis, as since Benegay the Saita, the Torah should have said, V'loka Kli Charis V'nasmai Mayim, and instead it stated, V'loka Koyim Mayim Kedoshim B'Kli Charis. So the Mashmois is that the Kli Charis that we're speaking about Benegay the Saita is a Kli Charis that we already spoke about somewhere else, and therefore it must be speaking about the same Kli Charis that speaks about by Mitzrayah, and just like Benegay Mitzrayah, we know that that is a brand new Kli Charis. Therefore, by Saita, you also need a brand new Kli Charis that no one ever worked with. And even though, of course, we don't have the Gzeir Shava from the Kli Charis that says B'negeya the Mitzrayah to Kli Charis that says B'negeya Saita, but B'negeya Mitzrayah, we definitely have a limud that says V'shachar Satzipa Achas El Kli Charis Al Mayim Chayim, and therefore there's a comparison between Mayim Chayim and the Kli Charis, and we learn out B'negeya Mitzrayah, you definitely need a Kli Charis which was brand new. And the Gemara continues that although we stated Rabbi Shmuel hold that you need a brand new Kli Charis B'negeya Saita, however, the Rabbanon argue, and the Rabbanon don't learn the din of Saita from the din of Mitzrayah, they don't have a requirement that the Kli Charis has to be a brand new Kli Charis. And as Rashi clearly states over here, Rabbanon de Masisin, the Rabbanon of our Mishnah, which are clearly Chiluk on Rabbi Shmuel, and it's clear that Rashi did not have a gears of Chadoshin and our Mishnah, the Bo Charis, Machshav Yoshin, that they require earthenware, but the Machshav even will be old, and therefore Rava, Rava says, according to Rabbanon, Leishano, Elishlein, Sachbu Panav, the only time that we said that you could use a old Kli Charis is only if it did not become blackened. But it was used so much that at this point it became so black and so disgusting, at that point it would already be puzzled, even according to Rabbanon. And the Gemara asked, my time, that even though the Rabbanon don't have a limud from Mitzrayah, but the Maisa, the Pasuk in the Gea Saita says, and therefore there's a comparison between the Mayim Kedoshim and the Kli Charis. And even though the Rabbanon hold that the Mayim of the Kir does not have to come specifically from a spring and can even come from gathered waters and from a mikvah, the Maisa, they learned that it still has to be water, and mayim shalei nishtanu, just like water is not something that's changed and it's not something where it becomes a different color, af kli shalei nishtanu. Therefore, when we're discussing the kli that has to be used by the geya seita, it has to be a kli that did not change and it cannot become blackened by overusing it in a fire. And the Gemara continues, by Rava, Rava asked the following shayla, nisachma v'chzirin l'tech kifshna eish v'nisnabnu mao, what would happen if you have a kli cheres that became blackened and then you put it back into the furnace of fire, into the kiln where they used to make these Kli Charis, and now once again it becomes white and it looks like a brand new Kli, would we allow you to use this Kli Charis, or we would not allow you to use this Kli Charis? And the Gemara continues and discusses the Shaila, Mi Amrina, do we say Kimin Itchu Itchu, that once this earthenware was already blackened and therefore you could use it for the Meisaita, therefore you can no longer use it and it can never become Kasha, or Idilma, or do we say Kimin Dehada, the Lemaisa, since at this point it became white and it looks like a new Kli, therefore you'd still be able to use it for the Mayim Amarim? And the Gemara states, Tashma, bring your raya. Rabbi Lezer states, Eitz Erez ve'ezav v'shnit alas shehivshel ben kupas lachur psulin. If you have the Eitz Erez or ezav v'shnit alas that will be used in the process of being mitayir mitzera, and you tied it on a box and you threw that box behind yourself, the din is that psulin. And Rashi points out, midloik tani shenasu b'malacha, by the fact that the Brisa doesn't say that the reason why it's possible is because you did malacha with it. Shema minah malacha lekapid. Therefore, it's muchach that the problem is not because you did malacha with them, but ashinu yekapid, but it's because they actually changed. akmu b'masoi, and because they were used to carry a heavy package, therefore they became bent, and therefore the Gemara says, v'hasam hado mifshri, the lamais over there, if you want to straighten them out, you could straighten them out, and still we see that it becomes pasul, and therefore we see that we say, kivin itchu itchu, so over here also, b'negeir dinam saita, since the chicharis became black at one point, l'chayr kivin itchu itchu, and the Gemara answers, hasam iklif aklufi, over there where the Braisa states, that eitz eres v'ezu, shitalash hishul ben kupas lachur, v'spsulin, is not talking about a case where it just bent, but it actually split in half, and since each of these grasses split in half, therefore it's something which is a shinu d'lechaza, it can't go back to its original state, and once it can't go back to its original state, that's why it would be possible. However, even chanami b'negeda eats eres eizu v'shitalas, if you just bent them and you could still re-bend them and get them back to its original position, then it would still be kosher, and the same thing should hold true if there's a klicheres that became blackened and then you put it back into the furnace and you made it look like new, then potentially it should be able to be used as the kli for the saita, as we would say, kivin the hada hader. And three quick points. First of all, the third Tzitzah Amen, Ma Maim Shlein Shtano, points out, Tema, the Ma'achad, the Make Kirin, if L'Chariah, this water is coming from the Kiyah, or Make Kir, Ksheim, but Make Mikvah, the coin to Rabbanon, the Make Kir is kosher with the water of a Mikvah, or Make Mikvah, the Sheshtano, Marin, kosher. And L'Chariah, we know that if you have Maim of a Mikvah, then the color of the water changes, that is still kosher. So L'Chariah, we see that you can use Maim that actually is changed, and even though it doesn't look like water, and L'Chariah, how can we say, Ma Maim Shlein Shtano? And therefore, Tzitzah says, Venira, that smachta ba'almahu, that over here it's only a smachta, v'leka el psul rabbanon, and in chanami it is only a psul rabbanon, ayin sham. And the next Tzitzah continues and speaks about nisachbel v'chsil and tekkifshin ish mao, the rov at the shayla, if this kli became blackened and then we came new again, would it then be that you could use it for the kli of the saita? And he asked, Hema, maishna, to come in bayi lehacha, why are we asking this question over here? If l'chayr it is the standard question of nira v'chazav and nira, and we know this is a sugyo in mesech the sukkah in parak luva gazol, and the Gemara over there asked the Shaila and is not pushing it, so why would the Gemara now ask the Shaila once again, Ayin and Taisis, and Ayin and Achrenim, who want to be Mechala between our case and the cases in Masech the Sukkah, Ayin Sham? And finally, our Mishnah stated that you take Chetzi Lug Mayim min Akir, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, you take a Vias Mayim min Akir, and the question is, why do you have to take from the Kir? And Rashi in the Pasha of Saita and Pasha's Nase states, Lifi Shinasa Kir min Chayshis Maris Hatzeveis, from the Chayshis of the women who looked in the mirror and they want to entice and incentivize the husband to be with them, and Vizu Pirshim Medakayan, and the Saita went against the Drachim, Shahin Volosu Balayim Bim Mitzrayim, Tachas HaPtupuach, as the women of Mitzrayim, they actually had beer with their husbands in Mitzrayim, and they stayed faithful. Vizu Kilkla, and this woman was Mekalkal herself, and she went and had beer with someone else, Tibdabai, therefore we should check her with this water that comes from the Kira, that came from the mirrors of the Nashman Sidkanias, Ayin Shum, and we'll stop over here.